Begin the current daf, Masechta Krisa daf Chav Zayin. Begin 5 lines daf at the top of the Yamid. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had qualified the halacha of our Mishnah, which we had two cases that mentioned the word Me'ilasai, which the Gemara pointed out, as we had mentioned when we read the Mishnah, that they referred to two different things. It could either mean his carbon Me'ila, or could refer to Gezeloi, what he actually stole, misappropriated from Hekdesh, which was actually the case that the Mishnah was describing in three different ways. Was if someone separated and designated two slum, which is the minimum for Karban Asham, and then he used it for other things when he purchased two different animals. So the Rishah spoke about a case, which is actually the second case of the Mishnah, that if he went and he used two rams for Chulin, he misappropriated both of them. Now, if it turns out that one of them is worth two slum, and one of them is worth two slum and two zuz, which is 10 zuz, so the Mishnah said that the one that's worth two slum, so that it brings La'ashamah, which is actually, as the Gemara concludes, for his Hashem Me'ila. Vasheni, the second one that's worth 10 zuz, is Limilasai, which the Gemara explained meant to say for what he had stole, what he misappropriated, which he misappropriated the two slum, which is 8 zuz, and this is worth 10 zuz because it has to include what he stole, which is the Karban Asham, and that he's paying back, together with the Chaimish, which is another 2 zuz, making for a total of 10 zuz. So we see that a person could pay back from the Asham that he stole, the Asham, with its fifth as part of that carbon, original carbon Asham, that how he's paying back the Karen with the Chemish together. So on that theme, Bayer of Menashe Bar Gada, he has the following case. Bekinus Chaim Asham. If he adds together all the fifth penalties, for example, if let's say, same case as the Mishnah, he designated two slum for carbon Asham, then he misappropriated the principal, those two slum, 4 times, which as Mepharshim explains, where he re-sanctified and kept on misappropriating, where then, if the fifth themselves total for amount of two slum, because you do 2 zuz times 4 makes for the 8 zuz, which is 2 slum. So the question is, mahu sheyiskaper? Can you go ahead and again atonement for the asham with the chaymashim themselves to go ahead and purchase a ram, and that will make up for the original asham, and the Karen, or the actual principle itself, that will go ahead and be used for a nadava, because that's actually the meiser of the asham. That's Rav Menashe Bar Gada's question. I mean, just like we saw that the chaymish could be part of the original asham, so the question, could it be actually itself the original asham, and actually let the principle be actually the meiser of the asham, and that actually, as a regular meiser asham, be brought as a nadava to the base of Mekdash. Now, on that, the Gemara explains that the question is based on a more general question. Mi Amrin, and do we say, which these are two different options, which in those options we're going to still ask our question of Rav Menashe Bar Gada. He says, do we say as follows? Im Tim Tzilem, if you're going to say, Adam Miskarpe B'Shvach Hekdesh, that a person could get atonement with what was the increase of a Hekdesh item. For example, let's say someone purchased a ram for a seller. Now, the minimum for an Asham has to be 2 slum. But the price of lambs went up, and now it's worth 2 slum. So though he paid 1 seller, but the shvach of Hekdesh increased, Hekdesh's value went up to 2 slum. Now, if you say that a person generally could get atonement with shvach Hekdesh, maybe still we're not going to answer the question, which you'd say, okay, so this is an increase of Hekdesh, because this is an addition, the fifth is always an addition to what was stolen, and here the what was stolen was the actual Hekdesh item of the 2 slum. So okay, so you can use it, you can get atonement with this shvach. And that we would say that no. Maybe that's Mishum de Ketarach Kameh, because the person put the effort in to create the Shvach. Aval Hochad le Ketarach, but over here where the person didn't put in the effort, where it's just a penalty for having benefited, which is the penalty of the fifths, so maybe le Miskaper. So maybe a person cannot get atonement with, in this case, of the Shvach of Hekdesh. Maybe no, the other way around. Even if you say that in general a person cannot get atonement with an increase of value of an Hekdesh item, that's Mishum Delei Afreshe, because at the time when he designated, like in the case we described before, he only designated an animal worth a seller. And although it increased the value to 2 slum, but that's not something that he designated. He didn't separate that, and therefore he can't get atonement with that. Aval Adein Kinus Chemoshim, in the case we're describing where when he gathers the fifths, every time he benefited, he has another penalty of a fifth. The Afreshe, where there he is separating this, meaning all the fifths, when he's designating them to pay up, each of them are for the Asham that was his principal, and that's where they're coming from. You could even say that in that, even if you hold generally shvach hektish ein miskapa, maybe here it's not just like a shvach hektish, it which wasn't designated. Here the shvach is being designated as a payment, and if I could go towards the asham, and maybe you could buy an asham straight from the shvach. Now this question of Menashe Bagadia is not answered, although we're saying that even on this more larger question regarding being miskapa b'shvach hektish or not, we can still ask the question either option. The Gemara says, now this question that we're saying that you could even ask in either option is because Dibailu, because we actually had the question in this more general concept, which again the Gemara is not going to answer Reb Menashe Bagadia's question. Where the question was asked that Adam miskapa b'shvach hektish or like, could a person get atonement with the increase of a hektish item or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's being a raya from our Mishnah on this more general question. The Mishnah said on the previous daf, Hamafresh Shnei Slam L'Ashem. This case that we're discussing, someone separated monies, two slum worth for a Karman Ashem. V'lokach ben Shnei Elim L'Ashem. And the first case of the Mishnah, before what we call the Reish in the Sefer, he went and he purchased, although he's supposed to really buy one ram for the two slum, he purchased two rams, each one to be a Karman Ashem. Now, said the Mishnah, Hoyachim hen Yafesh Shnei Slam, if one of them was worth two slum, so the Mishnah said, okay, Yikarv L'Ashem, that one he should bring for his the ashram that he's supposed to bring, because it's worth two slum. Vasheni, and the second one, Yirachi Yistav, you let it graze until it develops a blemish. V'yimachav Yipul Damav L'Nadava, and then you sell it and use from its proceeds from the Nadava, because it's considered Meisar Ashram, because it's from money from Ashram, but you don't need it anymore, because the first one itself is worth two slum, so you bring a carbon Nadava from it. But says Gemara, wait a second, he had two slum, he bought two rams. Similarly, each one is a seller, but we said that one of them is worth two slum. How's that possible? Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it talking about the Zavan Bi'arba? He bought one as a carbon ashram for four zuz, which is one seller. He bought an isle of ram. Now, but then the Shavach obviously went up in price, it increased in value. The Shavi Tamanya, that it's worth eight zuzim. And that's how he could use one of the animals for his obligation of his ashram. So obviously you can confirm from that that Adam Miskabi Bishvach Hektish, a person can get atonement with something that was an increase of a hektish item for the fact that it says Yikarv L'Hashem, he could bring up his carbon Hashem. Says Gemara, like, no. What are we talking about here? The Eidzel Roya Gabe. No, not that it went up in price and that it's a Shvach of Hektish. No, maybe you can't be Miskabi Bishvach Hektish. Here, although he only had one seller, how's he having one that's worth two slum if he went and bought with the other one a different animal? It's because the shepherd, the seller, gave him a cheaper price, sold him for 50%. And therefore, that's how he was able to get one with a seller that's really worth two slum. So the man says, okay, Tashma, it's being derived from the following brisa. Lokach ayil b'sela, if someone buys a ram worth a seller, ufetamay v'midal shtayim, then he fattens it up, now it's worth two slum. So kasha, it's vowed to be a carbon ashram because it's worth two slum. Says the Gemara, Shema, no, we could infer from this that Adam Miskaper Shvach Hekdesh, a person can get atonement, although when he bought the animal, it was worth a seller, now that it increased in value, it's worth two, you see, you could get atonement with that. So he's like, no, it's not a right, because Petame Shani, when he fattens it up, is different because Dari Chasulei Tamanya. He's missing eight zuz because for the fattening up, he added another seller. So he actually invested two slum worth in this animal. That's why he could use it for atonement. But if it had nothing to do with his fattening, with his investment, maybe you cannot be Miskabi B'Shvach Hektish. So Moshe says, Tashema, let's bring a raya from the end of this same Braisa that talks about fattening up and getting atonement with it. The Braisa says, continues, Lokach ayil b'sela. If he purchases a ram that's worth a sela, v'harei b'shtayim, now it's worth two sloim, so kasha, it's valid to be used. So you see, shvach hektish. So he's going to say, no, hoche nami kesha patma. Here it's also talking about, well, he fattened it up, so therefore he invested two sloim in it. So he must say, hoche ani resha. That's the same case we just said. Why the redundancy? So he's going to know, because resha de zavin ba'arba. The resha is talking about where he bought it for four zuzim. V'ashbeche ba'arba, like we described, and then he increased its value by investing another four to fatten it up. With the Chasulei Tamanya, where he's missing eight zuz, which are two slum, so therefore he invested two slum, therefore it's going to be valid. Seifa, the next case that we just described, is the Zavan Ayl Ba'arba, where he bought the ram for four zuzim, the Ashbeche Betlasa, then he increased its value by adding on another three zuzim, which is a total, he invested seven zuzim, and Veshavi Tamanya, and it's worth eight zuzim. That's the case that we're discussing, that since he did invest into it, so therefore it's going to be considered, now that it has the value of two slum, a valid carbon asham, which more later on is going to ask. What I mean, at the end of the day, we can still infer, because the person is getting atonement with that eighth zuz, that one zuz that was from the shvach of hektish without him missing, because he only invested seven zuz, not eight. The Gemara is going to address that question. But the Gemara first continues asking, says, okay, ihachim is safe, fine, so he explained it, why it's not a raya. But look, the Brisa continues. The Braisa says, in the case that you just described, where he bought it for one sela, it says, okay, although it's kosher, because now it's worth two slum, but yishalem sela, but he still has to pay a sela, as the shita in Ois Ches adds in the words, mi beisai, from his own pocket. On that, as the Gemara, amai, why? But you just described the case of where it's not that he just invested four. You said that he added another three zuz to, and then okay, it's worth eight. That's what we're going to explain in a moment. But he paid already three out of the four zuzim of the second seller. Why would he have to pay a whole seller? Because it has to be that he invested two slum. He already invested almost two slum, seven zuz out of the eight zuz. Why does he have to pay another seller if the way you're describing it is that he already invested another three? The Gemara says, yeah, you're right. My Yishalom, what does it mean when it says Yishalom Tsela, that he has to pay another Tsela? It means Tashlum Tsela, the complementary of the Tsela, meaning that other, that eighth Zuz, that one Zuz, to supplement that second Tsela, that's what he has to go ahead and pay. Because you're right, he already gave seven for that Ashram. Now Rashi says, why couldn't the Gemara have just said a case where the reason why it's two Tsela and he only invested one is not a problem, when it's talking about where the shepherd gave him 50% off, and therefore, but it's worth two slum, therefore it's valid. And that says Rashi can't say that, because from the fact that the as we just quoted, the Braisa says that he has to give to the treasurer the other sela that he didn't give, but if it's because the shepherd charged him half price, why would he have to pay? At the time when he designated, it was worth two slum. So although he gives it to him for free, well, that doesn't bother us. It only has to be worth two slum, and it's worth two slum, and there's no shvach hektash over here. So therefore, it's obviously not talking on such a case. It must be talking about where he fattened it, and you're right, he only has to add on another zuz. And when it says a seller, it means tashlum the seller. But then the Gemara asks, but the isir lay the ain odu miskabe b'shvach hektash, but if the time of the braisa holds, that a person cannot get atonement with something, as we're trying to not prove from here, that a person cannot get atonement with something that's an increase of hektash. So kiyoiv tashim the sela may have a, so okay, if he supplements the sela, which he only invested one sela, and he, even when he fattened it up, he had another three, so it's seven zuzim. Even if he supplements that second sela, what's the difference? But ayil, you need a ram that was acquired for ben shtei slum be'in v'leka. You need the ram itself to have been invested with two slum, and that you don't have. So although he's giving to the treasurer that last zuz, what does that help? This you can't be miskabe b'shvach hektash, and here he's being miskabe b'shvach hektash. Says the Gemara, lo'im k'savah ad miskabe b'shvach hektash. You're right. The time of the Braisa obviously holds that a person can get atonement with shvach hektash. So although he didn't invest in it two slum, but still he can go ahead and get atonement with it. So then the Gemara says, yeah, that if that's the case, then tashlum the seller le'itin, then he shouldn't have to supplement it. It's worth eight zuz now, so that's good. It doesn't have to be that he invested. Why does he have to pay to the gizber? Says the Gemara, no. Hain the time of the kiyov tashlum the seller, the reason why he has to supplement and that he has to have ultimately have given two slum is gezeris shemayim, because it's a rabbinic decree that maybe people might say, ayel pachas mishtei slum mechapa, that a ram less than two slum atones. You're right. It doesn't have to be. The Tana holds a person can be miskab b'shvach hektash, and that's good enough even if it happens by itself. However, he has to give simply because that we have to know that he paid to a slum, because people might think, they might not realize that it's worth now the appropriate amount, and they might think that, okay, a person could get atonement with something that's worth less than two slum. So the Gemara says, ultimately, but my havalah, as Rashi explains, although we just answered, Rashi holds it's a contrived answer, because if a person could get atonement with shvach hektash, then there wouldn't be a tashma basela. It doesn't hold that there would be this rabbinic decree. So the Gemara goes back and asks, so what was the conclusion? Could a person be miskab b'shvach hektash or not? Says the Gemara, tashma, it's being a raya that a person could get atonement with shvach hektash. Even though it's hektash that increased, if it's worth the value, he could get atonement. Says the Braisa, b'shas afrasha yof haselef. Let's say when he separated it was worth a selah. But b'shas kapara yof hashtei slum, at the time of atonement, it was worth two slum. Says the Braisa, yotza, he has fulfilled his obligations. That's a clear proof that even though it's shvach hektash, that and he only invested one selah, it's going to fulfill his obligation. Now the Shidim Gubetzes adds on that the gear says, now the inverse is also true. If b'shas afrasha yof hashtei, if at the time he designated it was worth two, or b'shas kapara yof haselef, at the time he got the atonement, it was only worth one selah, then pasul, it's not going to be valid because it's contingent on the time of the atonement. But one thing we see is that even though it's shvach hektash, it's going to be mechap. Now, the Gemara brings a Bayer Belazar. Belazar, Rashi brings, obviously didn't hear the braisa that we just quoted, which proved that you are miskab b'shvach hektash. Rabbi Elazar asked the same question. Could a person get atonement with the increase of hektash or not? So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he remarked, he says, Kama shon gadol zebeinenu. Many years Rabbi Elazar grew up amongst us. He never heard this halacha from me. They know this halacha from me. Which the Gemara says, Machal d'Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that to infer that we have on record that Rabbi Yechanan said this halacha of Shvach Hektish. Says the Gemara, yes, Valhal d'Amar, and he said on the following halacha, did not, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, that Ein Tzeis Mabeis, that brings the following halacha. Vlad Taida Utimurasim. Either the child of a carbon taida, or the exchange of the carbon taida, or similarly, the chenam afresh taidasib abdi. Someone separated a carbon taida and they got lost. And then he separated another one to take its place. Either one of these secondary types of elements of a carbon taida, either the child or the tamur or the one that took its place, ain't tun alechem, does not require bread. And the Gemara explains why, although a carbon taida, and these are all being sacrificed, the carbon taida requires breads. Those secondaries don't require breads. Now, that we didn't learn that specifically the case of the vlad of the child doesn't need the breads of the taida elacha kapar. That's only after atonement, where the person already got atonement, he already brought his thanksgiving offering with the mother and already fulfilled his neder of bringing a carbon taida. The vlad ain't ton lechem, then the child that's being sacrificed of the taida doesn't need the breads. But before atonement, where, if let's say he sacrifices the child in place of the mother to fulfill his obligation of his nether, then toin lechem, then the vlad, the child that's being brought as the taida, requires the breads because it can be considered the primary carbon taida. One thing says the Gemara, Amak Savar, and the Gemara says Ad Miskapa. Obviously, that he holds the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan that a person could get an atonement, which here is being in the vlad of the taida, which the child is b'shvach hektish. It's an increase of hektish, not what he actually sanctified. And so you can see you can get a kapara b'shvach hektish. Somewhat of a discussion, the Gemara brings again, Boyer Belaza, question Rabbi Elazar asked, said, Bali chayim nidachin, could live animals be rejected from being sacrificed on the mizbech, oiloi, or not? So for example, let's say the he-goats of Yom Kippurim, where there's two he-goats that are brought as a pair in Yom Kippurim. One is sacrificed and the blood is brought in the kacha kacha, one is azazel thrown off the cliff, and one of the two die. So the question is, what's the halacha? Could the remaining one be sacrificed and then another one brought with it? Or do we say that no, once the other one dies, since it's a pair, it gets rejected, or not? Now, as Rashi brings, and if one's going to ask, but the Gemara says in Tumur Dav Chavav and Beis that we know a chatas shekibur balei mesa, that if the karma chatas that the owner died, then the animal has to die. Obviously, you see, even though it's alive, it gets rejected. So it's not a proof from there, because that's halacha mish mesina. You can't learn that from halacha mish mesina. But the question is, do we say live animals get rejected or not? And that Rabbi Yechanan says that's his question. Hari kama shon godla zebenenu. Many years Rabbi Elazar grew up amongst us. Rabbi Shema halacha zumi men. They never heard this halacha from me. Says the Gemara, Machlad Rabbi Yechanan, Amr, is that to him further Rabbi Yechanan said this? Says the Gemara, in, yes, because the Amr Rabbi Yechanan did the following halacha. It said, Behemesh shel shnei shutvim, an animal that's owned by partners, 50-50. So, hektish chetzia, one of the partners went and sanctified his half of the animal. V'chazav alaka chetzia b'ektisha, then he went and bought out his partner and then sanctified his partner's half. So, on that says Rabbi Yechanan, Kedosh v'ein kreva. So, it's sanctified because the whole thing is sanctified, but it cannot be sacrificed. Why? Since in the beginning it was already rejected because when he sanctified his half, it was only half sanctified, which is not fit to be brought as a carbon because the other half was owned by the other partner. So it was already rejected there in the beginning. But Vaisa Tamura could make a Tamura because ultimately it's all sanctified, and Tamura then has the halacha that the exchange also has the sanctity. But Tamura Sakaitzaban, and the Tamura has the same halacha as the original, which again is Kedusha, but in the Kareva. Now, says the Gemara, Shemam in the class, there's three halachas that we learn from this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, which one of them answers this question of Rabbi Elazar. Shemam in the Balachayim Nidachim, first of all, which is regarding what Rabbi Elazar had asked, we see that Rabbi Yechanan is telling us that a living animal could be rejected. We hear it was still alive, and that's rejected. Additionally, as Rashi's gear says, Shemam in Adichu Mikar HaBadachi, we learn that something that, even though it was never viable, then rejected, it was rejected from the beginning, as it started off, it was already starting in a rejected way, that that's considered rejection. And b'shmamina, a third thing that we learn is kedushas dam matcha, that a monetary rejection could also reject an animal that's not going to be fit to be sacrificed on the mizbech, and that's just going to have a monetary sanctity. And this we see later on as the terminology is brought to stayiv, that let's say something becomes blemished, but we see that there's halacha of being rejected, which what that means to say is that it's never going to be viable again to be brought as a carbon. Because you could say that no, maybe the whole laws of rejection only applies when something has a physical sanctity. But here, when it was sanctified halfway, that was obviously, you can't have a physical sanctity halfway, it was only a monetary sanctity. Still, we see Rabbi Yechanan is telling us that it cannot be sacrificed because even the Kedusha's dumb monetary sanctity could be rejected. Now the girsa that the Gemara has is not Rashi's girsa, the Rashmamina Yishdicha B'dam, that is rejection in money. Rashi doesn't have that girsa, rather he has that, as we said, Dicha Mikor HaBadacha. But one thing is that Rabbi Elazar's question, Rabbi Yechim is wondering, he should know already from a teaching that he had already once taught before. Additionally, similarly, by Rabbi Elazar, again, Rabbi Elazar had a question. Who's Lutzloim Ba'olam? If the price of lambs went down in the world, and a person cannot find, which we said is the minimum amount for the Asham, that of Tuslam, he can't find lambs. They plummeted the prices, and they're all less than Tuslam. Now, what's the halacha? So what's the question? So the Gemara explains. Do we say, the Pasuk says, it has to be the choices of your vows. Now, that's why we give a minimum amount of Tuslam. Now, here he's spending on the highest price one, but it's worth less than Tuslam, but it's still Mivchan and Rechem, therefore it's going to be valid. Or maybe no, Kesef Shkalim, Bina Malaka, the Pasuk says it has to be worth Tuslam, and you don't have, even though the most expensive one you're buying, but it's not worth Tuslam, it's not going to be valid. So on that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Kama Shonim Gedalim B'Beis HaMedrash, many years we grew up in the Beis HaMedrash, V'Leshaman HaLacha Zu, and we never heard this Halacha. A similar type of a comment, but different, he was saying, you're right, we never heard this Halacha. And that says, Gemara V'Loy, no. But the Amr Yechon, Reichon himself said this halacha, as the Gemara says, Meshum, Reb Shimon ben Yechai. Reb Yechon said, Memnei nitner Torah kitzva b'mechusik kapar. Why didn't the Torah give a set amount, as we find some karbanas have a set amount, by those who are lacking atonement? For example, Azava, a woman that gave birth, a Mitzayra, where there doesn't say a set amount how much the karban has to be worth. Says Reb Shimon ben Yechai, why? Shema useless lam, because maybe the price of lambs are going to go down. And then these people are not going to rectification to partake of kachim, because their karbanas hold back their ability from partaking of kachim. And if you're going to say it has a minimum price, and all animals are less than that, then they're going to be able to partake of kachim. Now, one thing you see from this teaching is that obviously where the Torah does give a set amount, that you're right, the person doesn't have any rectification until they actually bring it with that set amount. So you see the answer to Rabbi Elazar's question from Rabbi Yechon himself, where you see that, yeah, even though you're buying the most expensive one, it's not going to work until you have kesef shkal. So Gemara says, you're right, Eimer, rather say what Rabbi Yechon said was lo lemadnu, not that we didn't learn, but lo lemadnu, we didn't teach it to others, halacha zu, this halacha. Yeah, Rabbi Yechon knew this halacha, but it wasn't a wonder that Rabbi Elazar didn't know it, because Rabbi Yechon never taught it. Says the Gemara, how could you say that he never taught it? But Vahareb, and the Girsa is Chia Bar Abba, Mahadir Talmudei Kotlos and Yemekameh. Chia Bar Abba would review all his learning every 30 days in front of Rabbi Yechonon. So obviously, if Rabbi Yechonon had halacha, he would have known it, so he did teach it. Rather, what Rabbi Yechonon was saying was that this halacha was never asked from him in the study hall. Yes, it was a known halacha, but not in the Beis Medrash. And there was not a wonder that Rabbi Elazar didn't know the answer to this question, which is obvious from Rabbi Yechon's halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai that, yeah, if it has a set amount, it's only valid if you have the set amount of kesef shkal. Now the Gemara now discusses this teaching, the gufa we learned, that Amar Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai says, "Mnei maloi nitna kitzva b'mechusik kapar." Says, why didn't the Torah give a set amount by those who are lacking atonement, who have to bring karbanas after their purification process? Shema yuz l'tzloim, because maybe the cost of the lambs are going to go down. Me'lam takana lechav kachim, if it has a set price, you're not going to be able to partake of kachim, because all of them are cheaper than that. But Matzuk L'Abaye asked, if that's the case, if that's the reason why the Torah in certain situations doesn't give a set amount, simply because of the mechusik kapara, well then chatas chelevi nasla kitzva, then when someone brings a karma chatas for a sin, which is commonly called that of eating, let's say, forbidden fats, the Torah should give a set amount. The lechapara, said that's being brought for atonement, that's not coming to permit him to partake of kachim. So to the contrary, there should have a set amount. You're saying the time when it doesn't say set amount is only to permit kachim, that's not for permitting kachim. And similarly, Maskev LeRav, he also asks, he says, if that's the case, asham nazir lehavala kitzva. When a nazir brings his asham at the end of his process, his procedure, should also have a set amount, to levatalahu to asa, because that's not coming for anything, meaning it's just exerce a kasev, it's not coming to permit for kachim or atonement. The Amr B'yichim Shem Yichai says, "In lecha davar shu bala v'atalah." Nothing comes for quote nothing. Ela asham nazir b'vad. That's the only one that comes for nothing. But one thing is not coming to permit for kachim. So then, why doesn't it have a set amount? So the Gemara Kasha is definitely a difficulty on this halacha of Shem Yichai. And the Gemara continues on in Beis and continues on this theme about changing the designation of a carbon, like we had in the previous Mishnah, which then related to halacha of me'ilah of misappropriation. Here it's a different context, but also regarding the idea about changing the designation of a carbon. It says the Mishnah, Mafesh Chatasiv Nesiv. Someone separates his carbon chatas and he dies. So lo yivienu b'noi, and the girsa is acharav. So his son cannot bring it after him, meaning regarding his own obligation. Because not tachta, meaning that obviously we don't have to say that he doesn't bring it for his father's sin, who his father had designated for his own korban chatas, because there's no atonement after death. But the Mishnah is even saying that he doesn't even bring it for himself. Now, additionally, lo yivienum mechet, and the Gir says al chet, he can't even bring it from one sin and another sin. As the Mishnah says, let's say someone designated korban chatas because he ate forbidden fats yesterday. He can't bring it for the sin that's the same sin today of eating forbidden fats today. Shtem, like the pasuk says, karban, he has to bring his karban, which that excludes, let's say, his father's karban, al chatasai for his sin, which the Mishnah says, achi karban l'shem chatasai, has to be his karban for his sin. It can't be someone else's karban, it can't be even his own karban, but for a different sin, has to be for this sin. So the Gemara says, where do we know the halacha of our Mishnah from? So the Gemara says, turn around, because learn the braisa. The pasuk says three times, by the halachas of chatas, it says karbonai, once by the king, by the nasi, and two times by individual. What does karbonai come to say? So first of all, says the Brayis, it's coming to say, b'karbonai hu yaitze, which they're all coming to say his karbon, but there's finer qualifications of what it means, his karbon. B'karbonai hu yaitze only fulfills the obligation with his own karbon. Then the yaitze b'karbonai, it doesn't fulfill the obligation with his father's karbon. Says the Brayis, if we only had one karbana, one exclusionary terminology, so yachal yitzib karbanav, you would think, okay, when can you fulfill your obligation with the carbon that his father had separated? But behemah shefeshav, when his father separated carbon, minakala al chamura, from someone, let's say, a lesser avera that his father committed, which it won't leave the designation of a lower category of sin, like, let's say, having relations with a nidor, eating forbidden fats, where there's no mises bezdin. That won't work ala chamura if, let's say, the son wants to bring it for a more severe sin that he committed. Oh, you're even the other way around. Min chamura ala kala won't work for a more severe sin on a lesser sin. But you would think, okay, that a person can fulfill his obligation with the carbon that his father separated for a lighter aver, for when the son also committed a lighter aver. Oy min chamura or more severe aver, like chil Shabbos, ala chamura on if the son committed also a more severe aver. That's what it says. No, again, karbana his carbon. But karbana who yates, he only fills it with his own carbon. They need to be karbana shalav, and he cannot qualify it with the carbon of his father. Okay, that's what it says two times karbana. But still says the braisa, yachal yates be karbana of. So, okay, you would think, when can he not fulfill the obligation with his father's carbon? But behemoth shehefresh, when we're talking about an animal that his father separated, afilim and alkala alakala, imen achamur alachamur, yeah, even if it's the same type of lower or higher level of a sin. Because we find in a similar context that a person cannot go ahead and bring for a carbon when he's cutting off his hair, when he's concluding his naziris, when he has to bring carbonis, he cannot bring the animals that his father himself had separated for the father's own naziris, and then the father passed away. So you see, when it's the actual animal, okay, that we understand he can't use. But you would think, okay, he could fulfill the obligation if his father had designated only monies for his own carbon, that then the son, that then the son, even from a lower level of air to a higher, or more severe to a lesser, that then the son could use those monies for his own sin. Why? Because we do find, regarding the laws of Naziris, that a person could go ahead and bring for his karbanis when he concludes his Naziris on the monies that his own father had separated for the father's own Naziris, at the time when the monies that were designated were unspecified. Where he didn't say that, okay, this money is for the chattas and this is for the oila, as the Gemara explains in Masechet Nasnaz, Daf Chav Zayin Mabeis, which is unlike the case of, let's say, he specified, then the son wouldn't be able to. But when it's unspecified, he could use the father's own money, which was designated for carbon of Naziris, the son could use it. So maybe also we would understand by the lochas of chattas, the son could use the monies that the father had designated. That's what it says the third time, his carbon, which again, only fulfills with his own carbon, but he doesn't fulfill with his father's carbon. Fine. Continues the Brayis, however, and the Gir says, Ava, fine. We understand three times carbon, qualifying further and further, he cannot fulfill his obligation, even with monies that his father designated for his own carbon, even if the same type of lower level or higher level type of a sin. Aval, you think, okay, but the person himself could fulfill his obligation for a carbon that he designated for himself for some other sin, even if it's a different type of a sin, higher or lower. Now we're expounding not just the karbanai, which we did three times, but also regarding when it says karbanai and it says al-chatasai, which that's a different diyuk, a different inference of his own sin. It says his karbanai on his sin, which teaches us, achi hei, and the girsa is, Karbanai l'shem chatosai is the girsa. That has to be his carbon on his sin. And he can't use an animal that was designated for a different sin of his, for a new sin. Okay, continues the Braisa, fine. Yochel yitzeh b'karbon atzma. You think, when can he not use his own carbon? B'behema shehifrish la'atzma. When he separated an animal for himself, afelam alakala alakala, or minachamura alachamura, even if it's the same type of lower level or higher level type of a sin, shekein, because that would make sense, as we find. Imhifrish b'hema alachelev ve'yevei aladam. If someone's designated an animal to be his carbon for his forbidden fat, and then he ultimately brings it for a different sin of, let's say, eating blood, or aladam ve'yevei alachelev, he designated for his sin of eating blood, and then he brings it regarding his prohibition of eating forbidden fats, we could understand why there is not going to work. Shahari le'mol v'le'kipur, because in such a situation, he doesn't commit me'ilah, and he doesn't get atonement. Shemar later on is going to explain what the statement means. So we understand that it doesn't work. So, okay, that's where it wouldn't work. But we would think that, okay, he could fulfill his obligation regarding monies that he separated for himself, if it was, let's say, for a lesser type of eser, for a lesser, or for a higher, even if it's a different type of a category. But regarding monies, we would think that he could use from one designation for another of his own. Shekin, because we find, if let's say someone separated monies for himself, money, he put aside money, because he ate forbidden fats. And then he ends up bringing from those monies a carbon for eating blood, or aladam v'vin al chaylev, or because he ate blood, and he takes the money and used to buy a carbon for eating chaylev. When that situation, shahari ma'al, there, he misappropriates, because he's taking monies of hektish, which were designated for one type of a carbon, let's say chaylev, and he's making it unconsecrated, because he's using it for something else, he's misappropriating. Oh, so once he's misappropriating, it becomes chulin, the keeper. So now it's chulin, he could use it, albeit through a sin, but then he could go ahead and get atoned with it. So therefore, I could say, you see regarding monies that a change of designation could work, so maybe regarding when he implicitly wants to change it, that then it could work. Tamalaymar karban al chatasi, that's what the pasuk says again. No, his karban on his sin, achi karban l'shem chatai, has to be his karban for his sin. It can't be not even kalan, not even monies, from one of his karbanas for another one. Now the Gemara clarifies, "Mildly mobile keeper." What does it mean when it said, regarding the previous case, that we understand when it doesn't work by animals that he separated from one sin on another sin, even his own sins, because there's no misappropriation and there's no atonement. What does that mean? So Tigmar of Shmuel Bar Shimi Kamedir Papi says, "Hachakam." This is what the halacha was saying. Kiven de le matzi mal, since he cannot misappropriate. Because he can't take the animal and make it unconsecrated. He can't change it, because even if he changes it, it's still going to retain its sanctity. Because hektish that doesn't have a blemish, where here it's not a blemish, regular animal that he's supposed to bring for chaylev, and he goes and brings it court for dam, it never left its designation, and it never becomes chulin. So they cannot be mi'ilah, so kapuri nami l'bachaper. So therefore, we understand why you can't get atoned with it for a different type of a sin, because it can't leave its designation. So ha'yivakach, since that's the case, so we understand le'matzim mishani, therefore that's the case we could understand that you can't change it. But that's what the Brayis was saying, of amoyis, but regarding the monies, not animal, but monies, kimendi mishani, there if you change the designation of monies, moil, that would be misappropriation, u'maisi kar me'ila, you would have to bring a carbon on misappropriation, because on monies you could do me'ila, and it could go out to be chulun. And actually it would atone if one violates and misappropriates. I would say that even initially one could go ahead and change the designation when it's regarding monies. Well, and that's what the next terminology again of Karban al-Khatas was saying. No, it has to be his carbon for his sin. It can't be even his own sins with his own money. That doesn't even work. It has to be specifically his carbon for that sin that he had made, even if it's only regarding monies. I think Mark continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, is regarding the change of designation regarding karbanis. So says the Mishnah, Mevin mehektish kisva. If a person separated monies to purchase a she lamb for his chatas, if he wants, he could, although he designated for a she lamb, he could go ahead and buy for his chatas a seira, a she goat. Similarly, mehektish seira, if he had designated, he sanctified it to buy a she lamb, kisva, he could go ahead and buy, if a she goat, he could buy a she lamb. Now, similarly, which this continues on a greater level, umahektish kisva v'seirav. Let's say he had sanctified these monies to go ahead and purchase either a she lamb or a she goat. He could use the monies to buy tarinu b'nei yayna, turtle doves, or pigeons. which we'll explain the Gemara. This is for the category of oil of a yerid, certain sins, that there's three different categories. Wealthy, which is animals, poor, which are birds, and very poor, which are flower offerings. So as we'll describe, in the certain situations where you can't afford anymore, so you could take these monies which were separated to be the she-lamb or the she-goat, and you could go ahead and buy the turtle doves or the pigeons with that. And similarly, mehektish turn when they yain, if let's say it sanctified monies to be for the turtle doves or the pigeons, Asir say if we could go ahead and use from those monies to purchase the tenth of the ephah of flour for the flour offering. As the Mishnah says, Kate said, how so? Hifresh the kisvaylisir, if he, let's say, had separated the monies to be either a she lamb or a she goat, and henny, but then they became poor, so yavayif. So then from those monies he buys the bird karbanis, and the rest are chulin, where he can't afford anymore, are going to be unconsecrated. Let's say henny, he becomes poor. So then Yavi Asir Seifa, he becomes even poorer. So he'll buy the tenth of the flour to be the poorest level of the karbanis. Now, the same thing is the reverse. Hifresh L'Asir Seifa, let's say he separates money, he's a very poor person, separates to be the tenth of the flour, tenth of Eva of flour. And then Hesher becomes wealthy. So Yavi Yif, then he can bring the higher level of bird karbanis. Hesher, he becomes even wealthier. Yavi Kisba V'Asir, then he goes ahead and he adds on to that from his money at home to the monetary value of the tenth of the Eva, and he goes and he buys a she-lamb or a she-goat. Now, regarding this halacha, the Mishnah of Gemara says, "Milan Mili, how do we know, specifically regarding the carbon oil of Yared, that you could change the designations of the monies that were earmarked regarding if a person became wealthy or poor?" So the Gemara says, "Turn back because learn the brisa regarding these three different categories of oil of Yared." It says, "But each one of them mechatasai. One says from its chatas, one says mechatasai, and the other one says al chatasai." Says the brisa, "Matamalim, what's it coming to teach us?" Says the Braisa, "Minayin atemef, from where do you know, shemevin mehektish kisba, that if someone sanctified a she-lamb, so siri he could buy a she-goat. Or mehektish siri kisba, if he had sanctified a she, for the money for a she-goat, he could go ahead and buy a she-lamb with it. Or even further, mehektish kisba v'siri, let's say he sanctified a she-lamb or a she-goat, that he could buy term b'nei yainer, turtle doves and pigeons. Or mehektish term b'nei yainer, let's say he sanctified turtle doves and pigeons, that a siri say he could go ahead and buy a tenth of an ephah of flour." As the Braisa says, Kate said, "When would that be? That person would be getting something cheaper." So, hifrish likisbo lisira vehenni, if he separated the money for a she lamb or a she goat and became poor, so then yavi yif, so he's going to bring birds instead. Henni, if he became even poorer, yavi asir seif, he'll bring the tenth of the eif of flour. And the reverse, hifrish asir seif of a hesher, if he separated the tenth of the eif of flour and became wealthier, so yavi yif, he'll bring the bird commands. Hesher becomes even wealthier, yavi kisbo lisira will bring the she lamb and the she goat. Similar type of halacha, the Braisa says, included in what we're giving this drasha. Hifresh kisvay seir v'nistavu. Let's say he separated a shilam or shigot and then it became invalidated, became possible. Now, im ratza, if he wants to, yavi b'dmei naif, from those monetary proceeds he can use to buy if he became poor, so now they're invalidated, so he can go ahead and now bring bird karbanas from that. Now, however, hifresh eif v'nistavu, this is different than before when he separated monies, and we said from the bird you could buy the flower offering. Here we had already designated the bird carbon, but then it became invalidated, and it became poorer. Here, lo yavi bedama vasir seifa, he cannot bring from the monetary proceeds of the birds to sell it and to use it to buy a tenth of eifa of flour to bring a mincha, she'en lo eif pigeon. Because the actual bird carbon itself, there's no redemption, because redemption was only said regarding behemoths, animals, and not regarding birds. Now, so how do we know all these halachas that you could change all these designations regarding the halachas of carbon oil of Yared? Says the Brais, Lekach Nema Mechatase, and the Gersa adds on Mechatase and Al-Chatase, where it says three times by carbon oil of Yared, which is the carbon that goes up and down depending on that person's financial status, where in Vayikra Hey it says, by the Shilam and the She-Goat, it says Mechatase, from, the person is going to buy from his Chatas. What does that mean? I mean, it sounds like from part of his Chatas. Mean to say, if he becomes poor, he could bring the bird karbanas from some of the monies that he had designated for the she-lamb or the she-goat. So too, by the bird karban, it says mechatase, which sounds like that if he becomes poor, he could bring from some of the monies which were earmarked for the bird, that he could go ahead and use those monies to buy the asir seifa. Now, by the asir seifa, which is the lowest level karban, it says al-chatase, on his chatas, which sounds like that if he becomes wealthier, he could add on to the monies, these monies, and from those monies from that he sells from the asir seifa, go ahead and buy a bird karban. If he becomes even wealthier, he go ahead and buy and bring a she-lamb or a she-goat. That's why we needed mechatase, and al-chatase to say these halachas, whether going up or going down. You go mechatase, going down to the lowest, and al-chatase going up, that, yeah, one could change the designations of in regards to the context of carbon oil of Yared. Now, furthermore, says the Gemara, v'itzuch l'michtav mechatase, v'gabi kisvay sira, we had to write mechatase that one could go even lower. You could even take part of the monies by the shilim and the shigod. And ve'itzach lemichtav gabi oif. We also had to write the mechatase by the bird carbon. Why? The ikas of krag gabi hektish kis by siri. Had the Torah only written this halacha of may of taking part of the monies where you can go even lower when someone sanctified a shilim or shigod, which is the highest level. So have a mina. I would have thought to say, yeah. Hefrish kisva, if he separated a she lamb, in other words, monies to purchase a she lamb, ki ma'ani, when he becomes poor, I would understand. That's what it's telling you. Mahalin mois nachalin alayf. From those monies, it could take effect on a bird. The nice life. So, in from those monies, you'll buy from those proceeds from some of them, you'll buy bird karbanas. Why? Because the kisva va'if tavayim in the damnin. Because the she lamb, which are animals and birds, they're similar category where they are both what's called blood karbanas, where their blood is thrown onto the mizbech, both of animals and birds. Regarding the lowest level carbon of flour offering, where it's not a blood carbon, it's not a blood sacrifice. Had it not written from the chatas offering by the bird category, I would have thought to say that if he separated monies for his pair of birds and became poor, that I would have thought that no, from those proceeds you cannot buy a seir seifa to lav mina d'damnin, because it's not the same category, it's not also a blood offering. Ella, rather, what would you do in that situation? I would say, Maisi Asir Seifa Min Beisei. Okay, he can't afford anymore, but he would bring money from his house to buy the Asir Seifa. Valin Mois, the Afrish, Yiplun Adava. And the monies that he already designated to be for his pair of birds, we can't even afford anymore, that would go ahead and be sold for an Adava on the Beis HaMikdash. Ahachi Hadr Ksiv Kram Mechatasai Gabay. That's why the Pasuk then repeats again, Mechatasai, by the bird carbon, to tell you that, yeah, even from some of the monies of the bird carbon, from that itself, you could go ahead and bring your atonement, meaning the Asir Seifa. Lememar, to tell you, the Mehektish Ta'if, Nami Maisa Asir Seifa, that even from when he sanctifies the money for the birds, he could use from those monies itself, even though it's not a blood carbon, he could bring the Asir Seifa for the lowest level of a mincha. Now, as the Bach adds on the words, V'itzach lemichtav al chatasai, and he also had to write the third category of the lowest one by Gabi Asir Seifa, to write on the chatas, because v'hachikam, this is what the Bryce is saying. Ki mafresh, this is what the pasuk is saying. Ki mafresh la'siris eifo, when he separates money for the tenth of the eifo of flour. Now, v'ademaisi hesher, before he gets a chance to bring it, he becomes wealthier. Naisiv alein, menaisi eif, then you could add on to that mincha and bring a bird carbon. And hesher becomes even wealthier. Naisiv alein, menaisi kisvei seira. Then you go ahead and even add on more, and you could bring a shilem or a shigo. Now the Gemara asks, but why does it say al chatasa, which shows the reverse order? You could add on to the lowest level of asiris seifa to bring a pair of birds or even more kisvasira. And as the girsa of Rashi is v'loy gabi oif. But so why doesn't it teach the same halacha by bird karbanos to say that there you could also add on, and if you become wealthier, to bring a kisvasira? Says the Gemara, because the iksev al chatasa gabi oif, it would say al chatasa by the bird carbon. And it wouldn't say it by Sir Seifa. So I mean, I would have thought to say, yeah, Kimafish Mois Likin Behesher, if it would say by the birds, and yeah, it says Al Chatase, that if you separate money for your pair of birds and become wealthier, who demais valayan? That's what you could add on, Umaisi Kisbasirin, to bring a Shilem or a She goat. The Tavayim and the Damnin, the same logic we said before, because both are blood types of Karbanas. Aval Hifrish Mois Lasir Seifa Behesher, but regarding the case that we're describing, when you separate money for the tenth of the Eva of flour and become wealthier, the Girsa adds on the word Ema, I would say, Eli Hesher Tuba Naisi Oif. That if a person doesn't become so much wealthier, so then he brings a bird carbon. But because he became a little bit more wealthy, but not so wealthy, he bring a bird carbon. If a Hesher Tuba becomes very wealthy, yeah, Naisi Kisvasira, that then he'll bring even a Shilem or Shigod, but those monies are going to come from his own pocket, from his house. But Vahalin Mois, but these monies of the Seir Seifa, the Afish that he already designated, the Yiplu Nadava, that should be brought as a Nadava, for the Nadava, the Tzibur, that you cannot use the monies from the Seir Seifa to go ahead and buy, now that he's wealthy, the Eif or the Behemoth, because those are dumb, and these, and this is not a dumb type of a carbon. That's why the Pasuk wrote by the Chatas of the wealthy and the, what we call the poor, which is the bird carbon, by those it says Mechatase, from the sin offering, to tell you that if it becomes even poorer, that you could bring parts of it from the most wealthiest, you could bring birds, from even the birds, you could bring a Seir Seifa from part of the monies of the birds. But for Gabi Dali Dallas, from the poorest of the poor, which is he's the poorest of all, he brings Asir Seifa. There it says, Al Chatase, on the Chatas, Lemedrish Kadamina, to expand, like we said, to add on it itself. That you could bring birds from the monies of the Asir Seifa itself, that even though the birds are a different category of karbanis, of blood karbanis, which is not similar to the Asir Seifa, that's a pasuk coming to tell you, even so, from the monies itself, you could bring a knife, and if it becomes even wealthier, you could bring a kisva, you could add on to the monies, you wouldn't have to bring other monies, and then just use these monies as an adab, you could actually sell it and use its monies itself, and then compound it and add on to bring either the aif or the kisva seira. That's the halacha of the Mishnah, that's what the Brayis is bringing, the source for this halacha, that regarding the karbanel b'yared, we see in the pesukim that although one had already set aside money, which we said previously, he can't change from one to the other. Here it's for the same sin, just depends on his financial status that we have from the Pesukim that show clearly that one could change the designation, either going up or going down in his ability to be able to pay for his carbon of Oil V'Yared, where there's different sins in the Torah that say specifically that it's in this category of carbon Oil V'Yared.